Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our scripture lesson for today will come out of Luke chapter 18. It's the text on the Pharisee and the tax collector. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but he beat his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I remember it like it was yesterday. Know how there's been like events in your life that have happened a long time ago, but you will never really forget them because they were so impacting? It was 1997. I was like 23 years old or something. I went into my first Lutheran church. It was Faith Lutheran Church in Capo Beach, California. It was a Thursday night, great weather. Still remember that as well. Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, by chance, happened to be the preacher. He was a professor at Concordia Irvine at the time as well. And I still remember in part of the sermon that he gave us, he said something to the effect of, don't be surprised when you get to heaven and all the people that you don't see in heaven that are not there. Don't be surprised by all the pastors and all the church elders and all the Sunday school teachers who are not in heaven. They won't be in heaven because they were trusting in their good works and in their own actions and their false motives. I was blown away when he said that. Because as a young man, you're always kind of looking up to all these church people that you had grown up with. And then he went on to say, don't be surprised by all the people who are in heaven who you never paid attention to, the ex-convicts, the substance abusers, the homeless, who ended up dying in the one true Christian faith, trusting in the Lord, confessing their sins alone, and trusting in God for their salvation. For many of you here and that are listening on the radio, most of you are lifelong Christians. And the real blessing is to be able to look back on your life and never remember a time that you didn't know about the Lord and His promises. But one pitfall that many lifelong Christians can fall into is spiritual apathy or going through the motions. The religious man in our gospel lesson, he was so confident that he never thought twice about what he was doing or his motives. After all, according to the parable, he was doing his duty. He paid his tithe. He never stole money. He never committed adultery. So, of course, in his own mind, he was a good religious person. When it comes to salvation by works, there seems to be at least two different kinds of mindsets or two different kinds of people. The first one is the person who thinks that they have somehow earned their salvation or participated in being a Christian. The second is the kind of person or the mindset that takes salvation by grace alone for granted. Let's start with that first kind of person, the Mormon church, which is a false church, and the Book of Mormon, which is a false religious document. In 2 Nephi, it teaches that you are saved by grace after all that you can do. And that's a very popular false misunderstanding about grace and about God. It's the idea that you live your life and you try to do a lot of good stuff, and then you might be lacking a bit, and you might have sinned a little bit, but God in his goodness just says, I'll make up the difference. You did a great job. Enter into my kingdom. But that is a lie. St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, he writes, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. It's not your own doing. It's the gift of God. It's not a result of works so that nobody can boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So you see, your own philosophies, your own opinions, they don't matter. What Oprah Winfrey says on her show, or Ellen, or whoever, it doesn't matter. What this world thinks about God, it really doesn't matter. Because this world just doesn't know what the real truth is. The only thing that matters is what God tells us through his word. And once again, the Bible teaches that it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, that it's not your own doing. Now, the second kind of person, or the second kind of mindset that is false, is the mindset in the idea that takes the grace of God for granted. A lot of people love something for free. They want a good deal. They like the idea of cheap grace. They're often flippant about God. They like parts of the Bible, like the parts about forgiveness, or the parts about going to heaven, or the parts of the Bible like God's love, or compassion, or mercy. And like the person in our the religious person in our gospel lesson, they might even attend church. They might say a prayer before they eat. They might put a few dollars in the church offering plate when they go to church. Although God's grace is free, it wasn't cheap to God. It cost him the death of his only son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to forgive you, so that you could be a Christian, so that you can belong to God, so that you can do his will and live with him forever. Let me read to you St. Paul's words one more time. It is by grace that you have been saved through faith, not of your own doing. It's the gift of God. It's not a result of works, so that no one can boast, for we are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we might walk in them. But let me pivot and transition to the gospel for a minute. The Bible says that the religious man prayed with himself. That could also be translated that he prayed kind of to himself. And if you think about it, the religious leader in this Bible verse uses the pronoun I 5 different times. Thank God, though, that Christianity isn't about you. It's not about you in the sense that it's a self-improvement plan. It's not about how to get more friends or how to make more money or to be better looking. A religion in your own image would be shallow and it would be superficial. But rather, Christianity, it's all about Jesus and his perfect life and his perfect death and his perfect resurrection from the grave. Jesus as your substitute is really the only thing that you truly need in this world and in this life. God chose you, and you were born again in your baptism. God chose you, and the Holy Spirit has entered into your heart and entered into your soul and entered into your life. God has chosen you, and for the first time, you can do the good works that God loves because they are done in faith. You know, there's something wonderful to remember. That there is nothing that this world or the devil can do to destroy your soul or take your soul from you. You belong to God, and no one can take from you the Lord and Savior of your life. God has freed you from hell. He has freed you from death and the devil. And now you're able to live your life of service to the Lord and to live a life of love and service to other people. So the Mormons, the Muslims, Oprah, your fellow American, and even the devil himself, they'll tell you lies about the things of God. They'll try to get you off track spiritually. They'll try to get you to live your life like the religious leader in Jesus' day, only thinking about yourself and your needs and your wants and your desires. But don't buy that lie, the lie of this world and the lie of our culture. Remember that you belong to God and you cannot change who you are. You are the beggar that Christ tells about in the parable this morning. The person who is truly unworthy of God, who is unworthy of forgiveness, who is unworthy of heaven in and of your own actions. You're the person who is humbly clinging to the cross because it's your only salvation in the middle of this broken and dying world. When God robbed you from the kingdom of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of the gospel of light, you gave God all of your sin, you gave God all of your shame, and you gave God all of your evilness, and God gave you the greatest blessing of all. He gave you sonship and forgiveness and righteousness and perfection. And now you're righteous and you're perfect in your heavenly Father's eyes. Because when your holy Father sees you, he only sees Jesus and Jesus' good works in you. As we get ready to close in this sermon, let me leave you with the words of King David and the blessing that he gives in Psalm chapter 32. David wrote, and he reminds us that blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquities, and whose spirit there is no deceit. You see, it's because of God's grace and mercy on you that you have been blessed by God and chosen by God, and now you are his and he is yours. Now may this grace, which surpasses all of our human understanding, may guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, who is this world's only Lord and this world's only Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Arthur and Linda Just, who serve the Lord in Latin America. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.